Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Here we go. This is it. This is Top Flight Time Machine. I am Andy Dawson. Pow, pow, pow.
I'm Sam Delaney. So what?
Welcome along to the 34th instalment of the Melchester Odyssey. I feel as though we're scratching the surface, Sam.
Well,
34 weeks in
particular, I think that this story has, what we've done with this Roy at the Rovers is taken some very good source material and made it better.
We have. I don't know, spruced it up for the 21st century.
We have, yeah. Well, what I think is, I think that we've looked deeper. I mean, if you look at, like, you know, this reminds me of the way that Tom Stoppard, the famous playwright, took Rosencrantz and Guildenstern, two cameo characters, effectively, from Hamlet.
Exactly,
and
exactly.
And then he brought them to life in the play Rosencrantz and Guildenstern are Dead, because what he did was he took some people who had appeared in something great and he dug deeper. He asked questions. Yeah. He thought, who are these people? They are more three-dimensional than they have perhaps been portrayed as bit part players, stooges in the tragedy of Hamlet. You know, I know Seamus Heaney took... what poem was it that he took? Beowulf. A few people have done it in Beowulf, which is an old ancient text, isn't it? And he kind of did his own interpretation of it and looked a bit deeper into some of the characterizations in there. And I think we follow in that line of Heaney, of Stoppard, of the other great artists who have taken fantastic and intriguing and seminal source material, unpicked it and rebuilt it in a new, even more compelling shape.
Did we not, when we had that brainstorming weekend before we did the very first episode of the 1992-93 season, did we not see it? We need to try and inject a bit of Heaney and a bit of Stoppard into the Premier League.
Exactly what we thought.
I think we did, didn't we? Yeah.
I said to you,
here we are.
Andy, you've asked me here with an idea to drain some ideas for podcasts. What are you thinking? Because I'm not sure. I think it's all been done. And you said, what I'm thinking is very simple. Ask yourself this. What would Tom Stoppard and Seamus Heaney make of the Premier League thus far since its launch in 1992?
Yeah.
And I said, mate, I'm in. You've sold me. I thought they'd done it all. I thought the Premier League had been done to death. I thought all these fucking podcasts in here, there is no room for anything fresh. But you've got me there. That is fucking magic, that.
Yeah, and here we are, 34 weeks into Roy the Rovers 1980s. It is the 1st of August 1981 issue, and at the top of the front cover, because we see the front cover in the book this week, it says Super Celebration Issue. And it's the Royal Wedding. It's Charles and Diana, 1981.
Yeah. Big one. Fucking amazing. Who would have thought, right? This is like just a comic mainly aimed in those days at young boys. It's not sexist, I don't think, in those days. Now, wonderfully, this is a sport for all the genders. But I think back then, they didn't really market football to girls. There weren't as many girls who were into football. Anyway, that's by the by. It was aimed at young lads, like we were at the time. But the Royal Wedding was so huge, you couldn't possibly do any sort of publication without featuring it on the cover that week. It's amazing, isn't it, Andy?
It is. I mean, I remember the Royal Wedding very clearly.
Yeah, me too.
It wasn't a girl's thing in the same way that this comic is a boy's thing.
No, true. That's not.
You know, it crossed all the divides.
Everyone was into it.
Sex and gender divides. It was for everyone. It was for the nation.
We had a street party, mate. Did you?
No, we didn't know. The last street party I went to was the Silver Jubilee in 1977.
We had a street party, and I might have mentioned this before, that unfortunately descended into racial violence, which...
Oh.
It was a shame.
You have, yeah.
It was a shame. Pancho was there, obviously, because he lived in the same street. I think he may have been one of the... What it was some of the neighbours... I'm not going to name names, but there was one family in our street. One of the older siblings came across on the face of it as a nice guy. He was everyone's mate. But it turned out that night that he had one Achilles heel, and that was racist attitudes. And it was actually my brother's mate, Cass, who came down and... I don't know whether there was a gang that there was a gang that hung around outside the McDonald's in Chiswick High Road at the time, and my brother Cass was part of them. I think he was on the fringes. He wasn't maybe perhaps right. They were old, quite old enough or tough enough.
Was he an affiliate member?
Plus, I'll be honest, it was. It was multiracial, this group, but which was
this was the time of two-tone, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was a reflective. Well, this was much more the sort of casual scene, right?
Yeah.
So there was a lot of Ticini tracksuits and Pringle jumpers and wedge hairstyles. It was multigender. It was all boys. It was multiracial, but I would say it was mostly black lads. With a few white lads like my brother Cass and one Bolivian in the form of Pancho from the Flats. And they were soul boys, right? They were soul boys. They were into soul music, 80s soul music. And they were called, this gang, were called the Chiswick Soul Patrol.
Oh, cool.
They were called the Chiswick Soul Patrol. And I know that doesn't sound that tough.
Sam, were Ford Cortinas involved at all?
Very much so. Hugely. Amongst the older lads. Yeah, you've nailed it, mate. It was small. It was totally Cortina. Anyway, the Chiswick Soul Patrol rocked up at our fucking street party, which was fair enough because they were pals of Cass. But when the Chiswick Soul Patrol showed up anywhere, there was always the chance of trouble. And unfortunately, some of the lads from a few doors down, the older lads... They took exception to the arrival of the Chiswick Soul Patrol.
Ooh.
And it ruined a lovely night that was supposed to be about celebrating the love of Prince Charles and his young blushing bride, Lady Diana Spencer.
Forever love.
And instead, what you got is Pancho from the Flats being chased by some racists, and it was horrible. Anyway, sad memories.
Just thinking back, do you remember that interview with them where they were there when they got engaged, Charles and Diana, and they were sat together on that sofa? And I think the interview says, "Are you in love with each other?"
Brilliant. And Charles says, I know what you're saying, but by the way, shout out to that interviewer because it is a brilliant question. It's very much like, "Tell me it, right?"
Yeah, yeah.
Charles and Diana, here we are. First question: do you love each other?
And Chelsea said, yes, whatever love means.
Yeah. Oh, you smooth-talking cunt.
Oh,
you
fucking, this is doomed.
He's got a tongue made of velvet, that fucker. Jesus Christ, you know how to sweet-talk a lady. Yeah, whatever love means. Do you love me, Charles? I'm sorry, but I do not know what love means, so I can't answer the question.
Brought up in an emotionally sterile environment.
Yes, I'm sorry.
I do not know.
I don't acknowledge, much less understand, the existence of love as a thing. So, next fucking question.
Yeah, what else you got? Look, you got 5 minutes maximum, so, make it good.
I tell you what, right? It's a fucking sweet deal you got here, right? You're going to get your own house, all bills paid, right? We can sleep in separate bedrooms if you want, because I'm having my leg over with fucking Parker Bowles' missus, aren't I, behind his back. So there'll be no problems on that front. I won't need servicing, not hand jobs, nothing. Right?
I'm sorted.
I'm completely sorted. You just got to stand there and look nice, love. I mean, You know, what's not out?
Obviously.
What could possibly go wrong?
Obviously, we need a couple of kiddies.
Yeah.
So, you know, there'll be some kind of interaction at some point, but that'll be it.
We're going to have to breed, but some of the royal footmen have got some systems that can get that sorted without us actually having to have it off, like.
What could possibly go wrong? I'm 31. I'm next in line to the throat. I'm emotionally stunted. You work in a little kiddies nursery and you're 19. Can't fail.
The eyes of the entire planet will be on us morning, noon and night, scrutinising every last detail of our existence together. It'll be fine. It'll be fine. Just sign here in your blood. And then...
We're royal.
Then the
it's magical.
Then the initiation ceremony will begin. Now, I'm not going to tell you what happens because it'll only put you off. But all I can say is it's over and done with in an hour, maximum two. we will have to blindfold you. And if you feel scaly-like hands, as if they are those of amphibians, upon your person during the initiation ceremony, don't worry at all. That's just gloves worn by the royal doctors. It is not, I repeat not, the claws of a giant lizard.
Shape-shifting lizard.
With the voice of my old man, Prince Philip. It's not him. It can't be him. He's out of the country. He's touring New Zealand. So before you fucking start pointing the finger, it is definitely not Prince Philip in lizard form.
And anyway, it'll be over in an hour, as I said, so don't worry about it. Try not to think about it.
And then we can do the human wedding. I mean, Charles. Charles, what
the
do you
public
mean,
one.
What do you mean the human wedding? Sorry. I mean, yeah, the public one, you know, for all the punters to have a look at on the box and that. Why did you say human? Isn't every wedding human? Yeah. Just forget that. Stop asking questions. You're giving me a fucking headache now. If this is what it's going to be like, right, we're going to have a right good sit down, right? Because all this nagging and questions and picking me up on every little last thing I say, every last slip up, it's not going to fucking work for me.
We're all humans. Are you sick?
I didn't say we weren't. But you said human wedding. As if there was some other sort of wedding. Yeah.
Human
wedding.
Yeah. We're just humans. That's a human wedding. I'm just elaborating on it.
It's like me and you here now. We're having a human conversation, aren't we? Human to human. No problem. Very nice and relaxed.
No lizards involved at all.
No.
Just humans.
Now be mad. Lizards can't even talk. You're fucking talking mad talk now. Come on, your imagination's running away with you. You're paranoid. Relax. Come on. We're going to have
great wedding.
We're going to have a lovely day. You can invite your mum. Only to the human bit, though, not to the other bit. We don't want her at the bit where you're blindfolded, because...
The bit with the gloves.
It'll fuck you. It'll weird her out, to be honest. It will. Yeah. It will. It's best she's not there. Okay, Charles. Whatever you say, Charles.
Wasn't Diana's stepmother Barbara Cartland or something like that? Am I remembering that right?
Yeah, she can come. She can come to both ceremonies.
Yeah.
No problem.
Yeah,
she
like that sort of thing.
She knows the score. She does. She knows the score. She's all right. She is. She's not judgy like some of the humans. I mean, some of the public. She doesn't judge people.
Yeah, Barbara Cartland was her step grandmother. That was it.
Amazing.
Barbara Cartland was her step-grandmother. Barbara Cartland was fucking mad.
Off her fucking rocker.
Oh, man.
Ding dong.
So good.
Hello, it's me, Barbara Cartland. I'm here for the wedding.
Which one, human or the other one?
I believe I'm one of the few people to have an invite to both. Yeah, all right, come up. Right, come up. I'll hit the buzzer, push the door, come up second floor. And then you'll be blindfolded, and then you'll be ushered up to top floor.
Oh, Jesus. We should have a look at this Roy the Rover, Sam.
This looks mad, this cover. Just, you know, if you aren't reading along with us, gang, it's just a really... It really froze you when you turn the page, because it's not like any other Roy the Rover's
sure
cover.
Isn't.
It's all of the... It's basically what appears to be the Mall in London, and Roy, Penny and the two kids are there with a load of other fucking daft-faced punters, some of whom, including Roy, are wearing suits. They're all in their best. I mean, this is. I mean, let's get stuck into this, right? There's old Bill there, and you see one wheel of a royal carriage going past, right?
Yeah, so they're right up close.
They haven't got invites to this wedding.
There's a hand as well. You've seen the hand coming out of the carriage.
Yes.
Diana's hand. I think it's Diana's hand. It hasn't got any scales on it.
It's fucking, yeah, there's a white gloved hand. Ooh, a glove. And it seems to be going, TTFN, dickheads. I'm off on my fucking honeymoon. Well, guess where we're going? Fucking Florida.
Disney World. Universal.
Jalapeño.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Jalapeño.
It must be the Queen, though, because Diana didn't wear a glove with a wedding dress, did she? That must be the Queen in that carriage.
Yeah.
TTFN dickheads! My favourite bit about that entire scene is that the incredibly high number of hats that have been thrown in the air simultaneously.
They're coming! Chuck your hats in the air! These cunts. Now, you should know, if you're a younger cunter, you should know that this is not just the stuff of mad cartoon comics. This actually did happen. People for the royal wedding turned up in the mouth. They weren't invited, right? They weren't invited. They weren't guests. So imagine this.
Pitched
up. It would be like you knowing there was a wedding down at your local registry office or church. Mm-hmm. You don't know the people, but you fucking turn up anyway. And here's the maddest bit of all. You put on a suit. You wear a suit to hang around outside in the street of a wedding you aren't invited to. How fucking psychotic is that, right? The old billionaire smiling.
Suspicious.
Penny's in her best gear and her nicest hat, right?
She looks good, though.
Even Roy Jr., right, who fucking doesn't know where the fuck he is, presumably, as per usual.
Yeah, he's got a flag to wear.
He's in his best clothes. It's not a little suit, but he's wearing some slacks and a V-neck jumper with a shirt and tie underneath. I mean, can you imagine the bullying he would have got?
Yeah, can you imagine the hassle he would have had getting him dressed like that?
When he went,
fucking hell.
I don't want to put it on. Can't I wear my boiler suit?
You got to see. You got to wear the Queen. Can I wear my paper suit? No, you got to see the Queen. Fucking get dressed up.
Pen, have you stuck one of his fucking nappies on? Oh, come on, Roy. He doesn't have to wear a nappy today. He fucking does. He's 7 years.
All days.
He's 7 years old. The last thing I need is him fucking crapping himself in front of the Queen. Listen, right.
The presser around.
I was surprised that I didn't receive an invite. It must have been lost in the post. But what I'm assuming is we get down there early, push ourselves right up to the front. When they go past in the carriage, like, they'll spot me. They'll go, fuck me, it's Roy Race. What's he doing out in the street? Stop the fucking carriage and invite the cunt on with his family, right? That's what'll probably happen. Now, if we then climb aboard the wedding carriage, right, or, heaven forbid, the fucking Queen's carriage, and fucking dickhead here has shat his kecks, right? On what, according to the news and Michael Fish, is going to be one of the hottest days of 1981. Sorry, right? Then it's going to fucking stink the place out. And it's bye-bye my knighthood.
So put a nappy on him. Actually, double up, put two on.
It's going to be a long day. And I'm not changing the cunt either. I was singing song the other day to myself, the House Martins, the people who smiled, grinned themselves to death.
Yeah, great song.
What a song. and yeah. and what lyrics. And in many ways, this is fits very well. Mm-hmm. This image here with the lyrics of that song. And it is a sad thing. But anyway, dear Roy Jr. there with a little Union Jack, which in that day, in those days, didn't have such fascistic connotations either, did it?
I mean, there's people throwing hats into the air. There's someone who seems to have thrown a magazine or a book into the air.
And hey. I
think just in the centre, right at the top there, someone has thrown a pizza slice into the air from the looks of it.
Yeah.
Weird.
Really weird. Nowadays, when they show, like, fan parks during the World Cup when England score, they love to say, oh, and here are the scenes in Croydon, or here are the scenes in fucking Manchester City Centre.
Yeah, the fan park.
In all these fan parks, right? And I always think, who are these cunts up a fucking park? I'm going to the fan park because I'm a fan.
Watch it in your fucking house.
Exactly.
You can go to the toilet whenever you want. Get whatever drinks you want out the fridge.
Yeah.
You're not surrounded by cunts.
Exactly. It's like, what the fuck? Watch it at home. What's the matter with home? Do you know what I mean? Stick your slippers on. Right? I go into the fan park. I'm a football fan. I'm off to the football fan park to watch the game on a big screen. Right? And then, so I'm already sat in my rig watching this. And Lineker goes, oh, and here,
fan rig.
Here are the scenes. Here are the scenes over at Croydon when, you know, when Harry Maguire scored. Oh, and they all chuckle, don't they? And I don't know what Lineker's chuckling about, because there is no way a man with that much class would ever fucking set foot in a fan park willingly, unless he was being paid top dollar for it, right? And they go, oh, look at them. And they score a goal, and all the cunts throw their beers in the air. What the fuck is that about?
Ridiculous.
Absolutely. Hey, throw beer in the air. Now,
I'm going to throw money down the drain. And then I've got to queue up and get another one.
I know, it's fucking stupid. Idiots. And they're throwing it all over each other. You're soaked, you stink of beer. And they go, hey, great fun. That is
fan
what...
Fan park.
That's what... Yeah, fan park. Fan park, fan park. They're fucking idiots, right? They're like, they've seen or heard what football fandom, football support in football grounds was like in the old days, right? And how there was a great atmosphere of camaraderie and mild mayhem, wasn't there? And that's what would have appealed to you and I when we were boys and first went to our first football matches. It was the sense of kind of anarchy and mayhem that that first captures your attention just as much as the football. But nowadays, that sort of thing doesn't exist. Fine, whatever. I'm not sort of wishing that it was still the days when people were throwing golf balls with nails in each other. But these are the modern day fan park fan, right? They've heard about it and they're doing their own lame recreation. But rather than it be actual anarchy, it's organised anarchy. It's anarchy.
Sponsored anarchy.
It's anarchy, but it's all been properly arranged. There's
anarchy
a place
in
to
association
stand.
With EE.
Yeah. There's a place to stand. EE sponsor it, so you know you've got Wi-Fi.
You can charge your phone.
There are plastic cups of beer. And there is a white, clean surface on the floor. But it's not so slippy that you would slip over. Although there is an organised slip and slide for you to all play in if the weather is sufficiently hot. You could have a craft beer, do a slip and slide, and then you can buy another beer. And when the England football players score a goal, you can throw your beer in the air like a real football fan from the olden times. It's a real good shape. You fucking cunts in your fan park.
Yeah.
Throwing shit everywhere. Stay at home.
Have a fucking cheese toastie at half time, you twat.
Exactly. Fucking put your beer down your fucking throat and into your guts. Not up in the air and on your mate's head. You fucking.
Hide it in your guts.
You fucking babies. Fan park cunts. That's a new t-shirt. I'm going to do a fan park cunt one for the Euros, because you know the fan parks will be back for the Euros, aren't they? And I'm going to do Top Light Time Machine fan park cunt t-shirt. I'm a fan park cunt. I know how to have fun in this controlled environment sponsored by a mobile phone.
I put it to you that anyone that goes to a fan park has never actually set foot inside a football stadium.
Yes, exactly, because they're rather dangerous. I prefer the fan park.
Yeah, they're quite pricey as well.
I prefer the fan park. I can get the tram there. They lay on extra trams on the day of the game. Transport links are very easy and straightforward.
Oh, man.
I've been to Sports Direct and bought my England supporters football shirt.
Have we got anything else to add about the this front cover?
It's a front. It's
have we seen the expression on the face of this guy to Penny's right?
Fucking hell, he looks like he's having a wank.
He looks a bit like Fred West.
he is terrifying.
Cro-Magnon man.
He's terrifying. Yeah. He looks like he may have suffered like really bad severe burns.
Yeah.
On it, facial burns.
That's good though. That's inclusive, I think.
Yeah, that's like nice. That. They've gone. Prince Charles has gone. Right, make sure, right, when we have the Omen ceremony, right, that in the crowds, you get a right mix of people down the front, so the cameras pick it up, because we're getting a lot of fucking accusations of being elitist, right?
Yeah.
Because the only fucking people invited to the wedding are people like Barbara Cartland and Cliff Richard and that, right? So,
would you like us to get some black people? No, I don't think any black people, let's admit it.
Whoa. Come on. I'm not being daft. We'd
have to hire them. Yeah. We'd have to hire them, because they're not going to turn up anyway. Just get a couple of people who look a bit fucking weird down the front.
Be honest, right? The black community have got more fucking sense about them than to turn up to a fucking shit show like this. We'd have to pay the cunts. I mean, they're getting on with their own fucking lives. They're not going to come down like a bunch of cunts in a suit and fucking stand. That's fucking, I mean, be fair, that's for the white humans, that kind of carry on.
The black humans have got their soul cruise going on. They'll be busy with them.
The chances of us attracting the Chiswick Soul Patrol down to the fucking Mall this Saturday. I tell you what, we got two, Bob Hope and No Hope. You can forget about them. They've got soul patrolling to do. They're patrolling the streets of West London looking for soul music in their cortinas. We won't get any of them. Just get some white folk, but get a few fucking weird-looking white folk, right?
So this must be the weird enclosure, because they've got Roy Jr. and that bloke, Fred West, together.
They've all come down from the fucking sunshine bus.
They have. Mm-hmm. So there it says Roy at the Royal Wedding on the front, and it's a little picture of Charles and Diana in the top left of the cover. Weird. Roy's tribute to His Royal Highness the Prince of Wales and Lady Diana Spencer, and a crest that's been knocked together very quickly above that says The Royal Wedding.
Can I just ask you something really quickly?
Yeah, of course.
I look at Lady Di there, and, you know, I didn't mind Lady Di. I thought she was all right, troubled person. And I can just see the look on her face. She's giving a bit of sass to a photographer. You can tell, can't you?
Yeah.
And do you know what's funny about her is she's got a wedge hairstyle like the Soul Cruise.
She has, yeah.
I mean, she could have easily, like, to be honest, my brother Cass had that exact same hair in this era. Same cut.
Yeah.
Same cut, same colour, right? So I'm wondering, she could have easily, that if her life had gone a different path, she could have ended up as one of the few female members of the Chiswick Soul Patrol.
She could have done.
Right.
Definitely. Any. Yeah.
But she's given all this sass because she's obviously, she always had a bit of spunk about her, didn't she?
Well, yes.
Right. I don't know how they met. I don't know anything about it, right? But, you know, I think of Meghan Markle, and I think if you were just going about your business in Sunderland and a royal, let's say Princess Eugenie or Princess Beatrice, someone like that, was in town, saw you up the pub or walking the dog.
Up the Asda.
They might have been up the Asda, opening a new wing of the Asda. They're open. Yeah. I, Princess Eugenie, hereby announce the new Georgia Asda range launched here at Sunderland Asda. Oh, who's that man? Oh, that's Andy Dawson. He's a bit of a local celebrity. In fact, he's a bit gutted. Because he thought he was going to get the gig open in this new wing until you rocked up. Oh, invite him to my VIP section after the party. Right,
bring
anyway.
Bring him to my tent.
Yeah, bring him to my tent. Cut a long story short, you've been brought to Princess Eugenie's tent.
Yeah.
She's taken a real liking to you.
Obviously. Right?
And next thing you know, after a courting period, she's like, do you want to get married? Serious question. Serious. What goes through your mind?
Is she into fingering?
Right. Obviously, yes.
That's everyone's first question, though, isn't it?
First question. Now,
I haven't got. You're going beyond the realms of what I'm capable of imagining.
I'm saying is, if you're an ordinary person, forgive me, right, but that's what I'm calling you.
I don't think I am.
Right.
If I was an ordinary person, I'd be all over it.
Really? But don't you think people think, yeah, it's money and fame, but it's a nightmare and these people are weird and I've got nothing to do with them? Do you think most people would love to marry a royal?
Yeah, of course. No one's learned anything yet. You learn from history. No one's learned from Diana or Princess Ferguson or Prince Edward's wife, Jill Dando. Or Meghan Markle, no one's learned anything. You don't
hear much about her anymore, the Prince Edward's Jill Dando girlfriend.
I can't even remember her name.
No, nor can I, and that's testament to her and how she's played out her public role with discretion and dignity.
She's done a Meghan, but she's just fucking done it on the quiet.
She goes out to people and goes, here's one for you. What's my fucking name? You don't know, do you? There you go. Think on.
See ya.
Think
Here's
on.
A quid. Ta-da. Be lucky.
Be lucky, dickheads. I'm just going off doing my royal in business without any fuss. Not like that fucking Markle. Fucking hell.
Right, well, Sam, that's it. We've covered the front cover in this episode, and that's all we've managed to get done.
Good.
So, there we are.
The story, which we will cover in the next episode, barely covers the royal wedding.
Really?
I mean, it does a tiny bit.
Well, that's good then.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks for listening, everyone. TTFN.
TTFN, dickheads.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.